It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Hey, before we get into the episode, y'all, one quick announcement. Please, just listen up. Don't skip this shit, because there's going to be another one during the middle of the podcast. There's going to be another one at the end. So if you got to hear it. Anyway, if you live in Philadelphia, this message is for you. I am going to be doing my residency at Punchline Comedy Club again. Remember, back in May, I did it every week. Y'all was like, oh, shit, I missed them. Well, guess what? Here's another opportunity. August 15th, August 22nd, August 29th. I am going to be at the Punchline Philly, all right? I know it's a Tuesday, blah, 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 but guess what? It's going to be a good time. Also, the tickets are only $10. If you click the link in the description of this podcast, $10 tickets when you use promo code Clint. Again, every Tuesday at Punchline Comedy Club in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I will be doing a residency. I am Usher, all right? I am Usher. And now, real quick, with that, I'm not going to be grinding on y'all girls or nothing like that. What I'm going to be doing is telling really good jokes. We're going to have a good time. Again, every week, Punchline Philly, and tickets are $10. August 15th, August 22nd, and August 29th. All right, now that we got that out the way, let's get into the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in. New episode, Advice from a Fuckboy. You already know where I'm at with this. real quick, man, before we get started, man, make sure y'all, there was an ad at the beginning. That was me talking. I'm telling y'all again, Punchline Philly, August 15th, August 22nd, August 29th. All right, let's talk. So I told y'all I'm going to be consistent with this podcast. I told you guys that I'm not a really big fan of doing it. I know that y'all probably won't want to hear that in the content, but let's be real, right? If you've listened to these later episodes of this podcast, right, you can genuinely say like, yo, man, actually the shit's been, it's still been good, right? Maybe you learned something, maybe you didn't, I don't know, but I think they've still been good. I just don't do any video, and I'm not, I just don't want to promote it, right? Because I'm going to be honest with y'all, I told y'all, I'm sick of these relationship podcasts, you know, but here I am. But at the end of the day, I think that I'm not trying to go viral with having these conversations. This is legitimately, if you fuck with me, you fuck with this, and you fuck with this podcast, you know what I'm saying? I want you to, I want to help. I'm going to be honest with you. I want to help. So here's what I've been thinking about. And also, I'm about positivity, right? I want positive messages. I want to be positive. I want to say positive. I want to speak positivity, especially in relationships. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about something. So I'm here in Philly right now, actually, right? I'm going to be in Philly pretty much the entire month of August, right? If I'm being transparent real quick, you know, the shows that I'm doing in Philly, I'm doing it because I got a comedy special get ready to come out, and I need new jokes. I need new jokes. That's it. That's the bottom line. I need new jokes, and I want to perfect it before I go on stage. But while I was here, right, or while I'm here, I stay at my mother's house because, you know, me and my mother, we now, you know, y'all know the journey of this podcast. You know where we've been. You know that me and my mother have been through a lot together and stuff like that. But I stay at my mom's house, and that's really a blessing. I love that. And I go into her box of pictures. And my mom has a picture of her and my father, not on a first date, but very early in their dating, you know, in their dating history, right? And this is the 80s. This is the mid-80s. So we're talking like around 83, 84-ish. But my mom and my dad are on a date. And you know, they are dressed the fuck up. And I asked my mom, I said, where y'all go? And she was like, yo, we just went out to eat and shit like that. Like, it wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing crazy. But we got dressed up. And it had me thinking. I realized, like, getting dressed up back in the day and getting dressed up right now are two totally different things. And I realized that, yo, let's have this conversation, fellas. I want to bring back getting a fit off on a date. That is the topic of today's podcast. Let's bring back getting a fit off during a date. And when I say getting a fit off, right, like my dad had on a suit. He had on shoes. He had on a tie. He had on, you know what I'm saying? Like, my dad looked like he meant business. And I mean, and here's the thing, fellas, you can do this with either your girlfriend or you could do this with a girl you want to go out with. But let's be real, fellas. What's the number one thing women love to do? Women love to get dressed up. They love to go out and they love to have a good, like, they love to look nice. Like, women like having a reason to wear a dress. Women love having a reason to get their makeup done and shit like that, right? Now, I get it. If it's the first date, I get it, man. Maybe you don't want to do that. But if you want to set yourself apart from the other brothers, let's be real, fellas. Let's start having this conversation. Yo, let's get a fit off on the first date, man. Like, you tell her wherever you're taking her. And again, right, like, the thing about it is, I know we like fun dates and there's things like that. But if we, let's say we just say, look, babe, I'm taking you out on an elegant night for an elegant night on the town or an elegant evening, right? I'm not saying y'all got to be wearing evening gowns and stuff like that. But if you go into a really, really nice restaurant, let's bring back getting a fucking fit off. And I'm going to take my own advice, right? I'm going to go on a date and I'm going to get dressed up. And when I say dressed up, I am wearing a suit. I am wearing a buttoned up shirt. I'm going to be wearing a tie. I'm going to say, yo, this is what I want to wear that. And I want you to get dressed up too. Because I think that is a lost art in dating. Getting a fucking fit off. Now, I know, guys, let's break this down, right? Because I know y'all looking at me like, well, nigga, you know, if I'm on a first date, right, like, I don't want to feel like I'm doing too much. You know what I'm saying? And that's fair. That's fair. That's fair, right? That's fair. Because, you know, if you have somebody, but, like, this is where communication really comes into play. Like, why don't you guys have that conversation? Like, have that genuine conversation with each other. Like, yo, look, I'm trying, like, yo, look, I want to take you out somewhere really nice. And I want you to, do you, or let's, okay, let's, let me take you through the steps, fellas. And ladies, if I'm right, give me the gym emoji in DMs. Give me the, just drop the gym emoji. If I'm right, drop the gym emojis. Ladies, if I'm wrong, be like, yo, tell me the truth. Be like, nah, Clint, I don't know about this one. Let's talk about it. So the first thing is, fellas, if we're, let's start the conversation. You'll ask her, yo, do you own a dress? Now, I know she probably going to look at you like you crazy, right? Or she going to be like, what? Do I own a dress, nigga? What? Yeah, go through my Instagram. I got plenty of dresses. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? But be like, nah. We're not even talking about no sundress. I'm talking about an evening dress. Like the dress that Johnny Gill was talking about. Maybe that's too much, right? Maybe that's too much. If you know what I'm... This is why you should listen to the other podcast, right? I always make the music analogies. You know the Johnny Gill dress I'm talking about, right? Fellas, you know what I'm talking about, right? Red dress and put on your high heels and some of that sweet perfume. It sure smells good on you. No? You got me saying my... Anyway, All right. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll be going off on tangents. But no, ask her if she has a dress. And if she has a dress, okay, cool. Be like, yo, you have a dress? I got a suit. What would you say if I asked you on a date where I planned something that requires you to wear a dress and it requires me to wear a suit? How would you feel about that? Ask her how you would feel about it. Before you make plans, because again, I get it, man. It's 2023, right? You can't, unless that's your lady. Fellas, with a lady, this does not apply to you. If you're single, this does apply to you. So let's have this. So let's keep talking. So you got, so you ask her, yo, you got a dress? She says yes. You be like, yo, would you be into me saying, yo, we need to go somewhere where you got to put on a dress? I'm going to go on a limb and say 8 out of 10 women are going to say yes. That's my projection. 8 out of 10 women are going to say yes. And I'm going to ask this on my Instagram. I'm going to date this episode, right? This episode is going to come out on Monday, July, what is that? The 31st. Monday, July 31st. So the episode is going to come out Monday, July 31st, right? I'm going to ask this question on Wednesday, August 2nd.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna ask this on Wednesday, August 2nd, so that you can real life look at the comments and say, okay, maybe I don't know, and you can make a projection from there, okay? That's fair. Look, nigga, I've always been fair. There's one thing you can't say about me, man. Yo, Clint been fair. I'm not telling you something that I'm like, oh, I want you to get rejected. I want you to feel played. Nah, bro, like, listen, I have a hypothesis. Let's test this motherfucker out. Is that fair? If you get this message and you listening to this on Monday, send me a DM and say, Clint, that's fair. Clint, that's fair. That's all I ask. Just be like, yo, Clint, yo, that's fair. And say it just like, you got to say it just like that, though. Yo, Clint, that's fair. As a matter of fact, do it right now as you're listening to this. Do it right now. I'm giving you a second. Type in Clint Coley on Instagram. Go to my DMs and say, yo, Clint, that's fair. You did it? Cool. Now, let's get to the next part. So the next part is she says, I say 8 out of 10 women will say yes. Okay, now, fellas, what are we fucking planning that requires you to put on a suit, put on a tie, and say, all right, we going out and she's wearing a dress? Now, I get it. Restaurants, expensive restaurants, going to the opera, all these kind of things, like depending on the city you live in, this is not easy work, right? I get it. Now what you have to do is you got to do your homework, bro. I think the restaurant move is the easiest thing to do, right? You find a restaurant that you deem is like very, that's worthy of you guys wearing, getting dressed up. And I think you do that. That's what you do. You find a restaurant. I think that's the easy middle ground, right? Because again, of course, there's places like the in LA, you go to the Philharmonic and all this other shit, and you know, you go to the opera. And I ain't gonna lie, I ain't trying to go to no fucking opera. I ain't gonna hold you. I, look, if it ain't Marian Anderson singing, I don't care. That's some ignorant ass shit, man. I'm sure there's some better opera. That's some ignorant ass shit. I'm sure there's some opera singers outside of Marian Anderson that's doing great work, especially black ones. My bad. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm being ignorant. But I want y'all, like, we're like, let's really brainstorm, right? As a matter of fact, as I'm sitting here talking, right, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna Google places. Wait a minute. Dates that require, it says no money. That's the first thing that comes up. Yeah, the first, yo, I dead ass. If you go on Google, right, it like it automatically fills in. It says dates that require and then no money. I'm sorry, that's funny. To dates that require dressing up. Okay, here we go. Dates that require dressing up. 5 fancy date nights ideas. Okay, now. Let's see. This looks like it's, you know, of course, somebody white. You know what I'm saying? Head to the opera ballet. Have drinks and appetizers at a swanky hotel. You know what? That's a good fucking idea. Right? You can. Now, here's the thing. At a swanky hotel, right? So, if you live, everybody lives in a city where there's a beautiful fucking hotel. The St. Regis. The fucking, you know, if you live in New York, the Waldorf Astoria. You know what I'm saying? If you live in L.A., you know, there's beautiful hotels everywhere. And I'm pretty sure you can find a 5-star hotel where they have a bar and you can go ahead and you can get drinks at, right? That's a good night, right? Or at least that's a good start. That's a good start. That's a good start. That's a very good start. Have drinks and appetizers at a swanky hotel. Then it says, research art galleries and events, find a jazz club, or if you live by water, try to find a yacht or a cruise to have dinner or drinks. These are good ideas. These are good ideas. I like those. But I really like the idea of getting dressed up and going out. Like, okay, you know what? Boom, fellas. If this is your first or second date, right? I think y'all should get dressed up and go to a swanky hotel and have drinks and talk. But you're dressed up. And y'all may say, well, that's doing too much. Why we got to do all that? There's not. I get it. Sometimes on dates, you know what? Let's get out of that idea and that mode of doing too much. Let's get out of that. Let's stop talking. Let's stop having that conversation. Oh, they doing too much. Oh, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. Sometimes you're not doing enough. Can we have that conversation? Yeah, you know, it sucks that we're in a society now that what we want to do is we want to do the bare fucking minimum because we want to get the maximum results. We're like that with our jobs. We're like that with our careers. We're like that with women. We like that with men. We're like that with everything in life. We want to do the least amount of work and ask God or ask somebody to give us the maximum effort. That's me included. A lot of times I'll be like, God, why am I not getting this and why am I not getting that? And he like, nigga, you're not doing the fucking work. You're not doing the work. But we want maximum efforts all day, every day. And I'm sick of it. And it's not okay. Like we require, like we like genuinely, like, you know, let's be honest. We do that. We be like, yo, I want this, 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 and this. And then we want to put in the bare fucking minimum. And it's like, okay, I get it, right? The bare minimum is, yo, let's go to the swanky hotel. Let's go to the W. And I mean, the W is decent. That ain't like, I'm talking, when I say 5-star, like, you should be at a Ritz-Carlton. You should be at, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's plenty of it. There's plenty of them. But let's just take the Ritz, Ritz-Carlton for an example, right? So you're at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. I mean, you're planning a date. You're like, look, let's go to the Ritz-Carlton. And look, you tell her, look, baby, I ain't got no, like, not baby, but look, sis, I ain't got no room. I'm not trying to fuck, right? But we're going to meet at the bar. And you're going to put on a beautiful dress. I'm going to put on a nice fucking suit. And fellas, you don't even got to wear a whole suit, right? You don't even got to do all that, right? You could have, like, but I'm talking dress pants, dress shirt, shoes, hard bottoms. All right? Dress shirt, dress pants, shoes, hard bottoms. There's going to be, real quick, y'all, there's going to be like 3 seconds of dead air. I just need to get my, I need to get my water. Give me a second. I didn't even have to say that. I could have just edited that shit out. But I'm not, man. I want y'all to know, man, I'm in here recording this shit by myself, and I'll be having a good old time by myself, man. I ain't gonna lie. Doing these podcasts sometimes makes me realize, like, yo, I really enjoy my own company sometimes. And this is where I can get a lot of my thoughts out. And y'all just listening. You know what I'm saying? And I'm lying. I'm not getting water. It's a Red Bull, you know, so I'm getting my Red Bull going. You know what I mean? Remember back in the day of the podcast, I used to always be drinking on the podcast. Y'all be like, yo, Clint, I hear you. Fuck it. Every time you drink. They be like, y'all used to be like, nigga, mute that. I'm over here reminiscing with memories. Like, y'all, like, we all friends and shit. But, I mean, we are. I mean, we cool, right? Y'all love me. I love y'all. That's why I'm still here doing it. But anyway, but let's keep talking about getting this fit off, right? Getting a fit off is so important, right? Because and that's what I really want to go back to, because I said we want to do the bare minimum, and we want to do the bare minimum and get the maximum results, right? And it's like, oh, I'm doing too much. And it's like, since when is dressing up doing too much? Let's have an honest conversation about that, fellas, right? Like, since when is getting dressed up doing too much? Why don't you want to look nice? Like, I get it. You know, we talking jeans, t-shirt, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I get all that, right? But what's wrong with getting dressed the fuck up? We dress down all the time. You dress down all the time. What's wrong with, you know what, man? One night out the fucking month, I'm going to get dressed up. And again, y'all, I need to take my own advice. I've not done that. But I saw a picture of my dad, and he looked great, man. And I saw a picture of my mom, they looked great. They looked great. They looked fucking great, right? My mom looked good. My dad looked good. I'm like, man, like I need to do that. I need to do that. I need to go get dressed up and go out on a night. Go take, like, yo, we, because getting, like, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, right? So what sparked this is that I was going to a Larry June show. I went to go see Larry June in Los Angeles, right? Or, and I'm sorry, in Anaheim, right?
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
And as I went to go see Larry June, you know, I laid my clothes out on the bed. Right, like literally laid my whole fit out on the bed. Right, I'm talking the shirt, the pants, the hat, the jersey. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like everything, like the sneakers, like the details of my fit. Like, I was so proud, and I'm like, I'm doing all this for June, right? But I went on a date a couple of days. I went on a date the day before. I think it was the day before or 2 days before, right? And I'll tell you exactly where I went. I went to Fixin's Restaurant. Now, Fixin's Restaurant in LA is not a spot that you need to go in and get dressed up for or anything like that. But, you know, she was like, you laid your fit out for Larry June. You couldn't lay your fit out for me? And we was joking about it, but she was serious, right? But not in a sense where she was trying to be annoying or anything like that. It was just more so like she was joking, but it was like, damn, yo, you got a point though.
She's like, it's not the fact that you getting a fit off, right? It's not the fact that you planned a fit. It was just like, yo, when we went on a date, you didn't lay your clothes out on the bed and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, yo, you right. But then it's like then I started thinking like, damn, like, cause she was like, yo, you took so much pride in your outfit going to see Larry June, and I want you to take that same amount of pride and apply it to us. Yo, she not wrong. She not wrong. I'm not saying she right, right? But she not wrong. You know, your feel, like, those feelings are valid. And it's like, you know, and thinking back on it, right? Like, she was very excited about getting her fit off, right? And then when I think about it, when I go back to her fit, like, she looked great. She looked amazing. She looked amazing. And I'm not saying I looked like shit, right? Like, but she had on like heels, and she had on heels. She had on nice, really nice pants and a beautiful, like, I don't want to say a spaghetti strap. I'm bad with this, but it was like the girls was out. The girls was peeking out. You know what I'm saying? When I say the girls, y'all know what I'm talking about with the girls, right? Like, fellas, titties. The titties was out. They weren't out, but the titties was, I could see the titties. I was feeling the titties. The boobs, the boobies, the breastises. Yo, remember back in the day you used to call them jaws breastises? Damn, that just took me back. Whoo, that was funny. I'm sorry. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember breastises? Please tell me y'all remember breastises. Don't do that. Don't do me like that. I'll be telling y'all to DM me throughout the show because I want y'all to, you know, interact and engage, right? Like, don't do me like that. If you remember breastises, just be like, yes, I remember, Clint. Breastises. But yeah, she had the breastises out. And it was like, damn, like, she put a lot of thought in that fit, right? Because she won. Now, the crazy thing is, right, she did the fit did exactly what it was supposed to do. I remembered the fit. I legit remembered the fit. And I'm like, all right, bet. Let me start. Like, not even just me, though. As I'm thinking about it, I'm like, all right, what I want to do is we should go on a date. And then what we're going to do is we're going to get dressed, though. Right? Like, I heard that. And I'm like, okay. The next time we go on a date, we both going to get fits off. Like, I'm wearing shoes. I'm wearing the suit. I might fuck around and wear the suit with no shirt on. I might fuck around and wear the suit with no shirt on. Talk to me, fellas. It's the summer. Suit, no shirt on, gold chains jumping, chest oiled. What is we talking about? I think we can do that. I think we can do that. I think we can make that happen. But then it got me thinking about y'all, and I'm like, yo, fellas, I want to bring back getting a fit off on a date. That's what I want to bring back. I want to bring back motherfuckers getting dressed up, dressed. Like, okay, if you got HBO Max or whatever streaming service that plays the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? I want y'all to do me a favor. There is an episode in season 2, right? Where Will Smith, it's the very beginning of the episode. He comes, and I wish I could tell y'all the exact episode, right? But it's season 2. He comes down. He comes into the kitchen area, right? And he got on these black slacks. He got on a pair of shoes, and he got on his dope ass like multicolored silk shirt tucked in, right? And the nigga was like, Ashley was like, "Oh, you looking good? Where you going? Looking like that?" He's like, "Yo, I'm just going on a phone call." Hey, yo, Paul, you know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is like, that was the standard back then. That was the standard back then. Like, if you asked a girl out on a date and you took her out on a date, like, the standard was dress shoes, slacks, nice button down shirt. Fellas, let's get that in our arsenal. Like, a lot of times we be wearing shit, like, we wear motherfucking Jordans on a date, and we wearing jeans on a date, and we, you know what I'm saying? And look, y'all look nice. Don't get me wrong, fellas. You look good. You look good. But last year, I declared that it was Hoochie Daddy season. Well, now we are in, I don't know the suit season. I don't know. We got to come up with a name for that. We need a name for getting dressed up. Somebody help me out. GP, are you with me? Help me out. Let me know what we could call this. But I really fuck with that. I really fuck with the idea of this. I really fuck with the idea, right? That we can legitimately wear a nice some really nice gear. All right. That's where I'm at with it. So let's go back to some of the things you could do on a date that require, you know, you to wear a suit and tie. I think I like the idea. Here's why I like the idea of the restaurant getting drinks and appetizers, right? And then you guys can go get food after that. If you go to a nice restaurant, chances are if they have drinks and nice appetizers, or they got appetizers and drinks and it's a fancy hotel, they may have food on the menu and they may have a restaurant, right? And chances are the food is not that expensive or extremely expensive, right? Because I get it. We are all on a date, right? And here's the thing, fellas. If this is not in your wheelhouse, I'm not telling you you have to do this, all right? If this is not your style, if you don't own a suit, if you don't want to get, that's okay. I'm talking to the guys who do want to get a fit off. I'm talking to the guys who are dealing with a girl who because think about it, fellas. If you tell a girl like, yo, I want to take you somewhere that require us to wear a nice dress and some, you know what I'm saying? She might, yo, the best part of a date sometimes is the excitement and the anticipation leading up to the date. Would y'all agree with that? I tell y'all all the time about sex, like the best part about sex sometimes is not just the act of doing it, but it's the anticipation of what this person may feel like, what this person tastes like, what does all of these things lead up to the anticipation of sex. So when you think of the anticipation leading up to a date, I pull up anticipating good luck. Yeah. That's a thing. You're anticipating like the fact that, yo, like this is going to be a really good motherfucking date. Shit, if you want to come to the Punchline Comedy Club, August 15th, August 22nd, and August 29th in Philly. Shit, get a fit off. Come wear a suit. Fuck it. Get the tickets. Link is in the description of this episode. Tickets are $10 when you use promo code Clint. I told you. Don't fast forward. Gotcha. What bull say? Ha! Got him. Did I get y'all? Maybe you fast forward. Maybe y'all saw it coming. Pause. I'm not pausing now. I'm 36. Anyway, let's keep talking. Also, real quick. Now, this is another thing I'm doing too. All right. I think a couple of months ago, or maybe a month or two ago, I said, "Yo, I'm saving up to do a short film, or I'm saving up for a project right now." Right. If y'all could do me a favor, just go to www.myediblekickedin.com and donate. And when I say donate, you're not donating per se, right? You're getting something out of it. You're getting a shirt.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Buy a shirt with the bear on it. You buy a shirt, you can buy a hat, you can buy a sweatshirt, you can buy sweatpants. Like, there's so many items that you can buy. But everything that you buy, you know, goes towards my new project. So if y'all could just go ahead and, you know, and I think the cheapest thing is a shirt, and the shirt is only $20, right? It's $20.95, right? So if you got $20 real quick that you say, yo, Clint, I'm going to donate, just buy a shirt. That would help me out a lot. So www.myediblekickedin.com. All right, let's keep talking. Because I'm about to wrap this shit up in a second, right? But what I do want you guys to remember is that I think that getting dressed up is such a lost art with dating. Getting, like, really dressed up, and more so on the men's side than the women, because women be getting dressed up. Women like to look cute. Women like to look nice. But fellas, I think we underestimate how much women like to see us look nice. Women love a well-dressed, well-groomed man. Like, fellas, think about a date. Like you get ready to go on a date, right? Let's take you through this. It's a Saturday. It's a fucking... It's the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Yo, remember that? Shout out to Tom Joyner. But what we're going to do is, with that, right, fellas, a playlist is coming. A playlist is coming with this. But let's keep talking. But it's a Saturday. Like, you go to the barbershop. You get fresh. You got the fresh cut. Right? So you made these plans 2-3 weeks in advance. You said on Saturday, you know, September this, we going here and we doing this. We going here and we doing this on this particular Saturday. So now you got time. You make your appointment in advance. Boom. You get your hair cut that day. All right. Let's say you like, you know what? I just got paid. It's Saturday and I want to get a fresh ass fit. A fresh ass fit. Now I get it, right? Slacks, suits, blah, 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 blah. It's a little bit different because you might have to get it tailored. So, you know, you might go get your shit earlier, but you might take it to the tailor, and then you pick up your shit on Saturday from the tailor. You pick up the suit from the fucking cleaners that day. So now you got a fresh cut. Your shit is neatly pressed. Neatly pressed. Neatly pressed. Neatly, all of that. And you show up on that date with that fucking, your brand, with your nice suit. And then you like, yo, I need shoes to go with it. So you're going through the mall that day. You calling your boy, yo, you like these shoes? You got these. So you got the suit. You got the shoes. You got the shirt. You got the tie. You got the accessories. You wearing a watch. You wearing, like, bro, you are right. You came correct. Do you know how much women will be like, yo, he came correct? That's all women ask you to do on a date, my nigga, is come motherfucking correct. That's it. The fact that you put time in, that's all women be asking for the most part. You put the time in. You made her feel like this motherfucking date is special to you. Now you're going to see a different side of her because you've unlocked the fact that, okay, like he not here on no fuck shit. And here's the crazy thing, right, fellas? I told you this in other episodes that, look, if you just date and have sex, okay, cool, right? But maybe y'all have that understanding, but you still came correct. There's something about a man coming correct that's sexy as shit. That's the bottom line. There's something about a man who comes correct to a woman is sexy as shit. And brother, I'm going to tell you, bro, you sexy. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that. Hey, bro, if you listen to this, you sexy, man. Now go act like it. Go be that. Because don't forget, fellas, when you walk around with a suit, you got a different arrogance. You got a different swag. You got a different state. You got a different set of mind. You got a different, when you smell good and you got a suit on, your confidence is on 1,000. And think about that kind of confidence when you're on a date. Because now you're confident in what you're saying. Now you're confident in what you're doing. You look different when you open up the fucking door. You look like a fucking gentleman. You look like a grown ass man. And there's nothing more sexy to a woman than a grown ass man. Now, if you're lesbian, you're gay, trans, whatever, nothing sexier than a grown ass person. Because this works for everybody. That's what I'm here to do. I got y'all backs. Fellas, we here. Hoochie Daddy season, I'm not gonna lie, we didn't win. But we back in the fall. We're making a comeback in the fall. And we are wearing suits on dates. That is what we're doing this fall. We are going on dates and we are going and we coming. We dressed. We are getting the fit off. I remember even back in the day in the music, right? Hey, yo, Doug, what? Put your ballys on. That's Slick Rick Dougie Fresh, 1985, the show. But you put your ballys on. Remember Jay-Z said you Scooby-Doos? I don't know what Scooby-Doos are. I never wore no pair of Scooby-Doos. Those are shoes, by the way. But we wearing, yo, bro, we coming right, man. We coming right. We coming correct. Go get you a nice pair of fucking Cole Haans, my guy. Go get you some Cole Haans. Go get you some nice ass shoes. And yeah, if you got it like that, yeah, bro, go ahead, get you some Louboutins, get you some Valentinos. You got it like that, babe. But fellas who just go get you some Kohans. Kohan, cut the check. Hey, Cole, call me. Call me, Cole. Hey, call me, Cole. I mean, my name is Tech. Well, it's not Cole, it's Cole Lee, but anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, y'all know these episodes don't be long. I think we got to the point. Would you agree? You agree? Yeah, you agree. I want to thank y'all for consistently, sticking with me as I'm sticking with y'all. If you listen to this, please do me a favor and just go to the other podcast too. I'm keeping my word. I told y'all I would continue to do this. I told y'all that, right? I kept my word. Just do me a favor. Go check out the other podcasts. Very, very good stuff over there. Music is a love language. Again, fellas, if you ain't learned nothing else, what did we learn today? Don't forget, I haven't done that in a long time. What did we learn today? The first thing we learned was that I'm going to be at the Punchline Comedy Club on August 15th. August 22nd and August 29th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And that we learned that you can get the ticket link. The ticket link is in the description of this episode. And we learned that the tickets are $10 when you use promo code Clint. We did learn that. The second thing we learned is that this winter, this fall, fellas, we are going on dates and we putting that fucking suit on. We putting on some nice pants. We putting on some shoes. We putting on, you know what I mean? We're doing that. We're doing that. That's what we doing. And then last but not least, we learned that there's nothing sexier than when you are being a grown-ass man with these women. And it starts off with your fucking appearance. You come correct. You asking for pussy and you're on a date with a fucking white t-shirt on. Who the fuck do you think you are? You him? Nah. You put on a tie. You put on a shirt. You put on some pants. You put on some shoes. And then you go be him. I believe in you, bro. I believe you can make that happen. I think you that's how you be him. All right? And again, if this is not your style, that's okay. This is just my recommendation. I appreciate y'all again for listening. I appreciate y'all for laughing. this podcast is over.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.